Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
Identity. Is it culture, religion, language, the place we call home? People are constantly on the move, traveling and searching, seeking safety, respect, and dignity, or simply a better life. Location can alter perceptions of ourselves and the people around us. What role does geography play in our identity? Can it create an identity shift? Fleeing religious persecution, Iraqi Christians ended up far from home. But now they face a new struggle, the right to stay in their adopted country, Sweden.
لا هم ما عندهم رحمة يعني إيه الموصل يعني شو يصير يعني ما أقدر كل شيء أسوي إذا يرجعوني بالقوة.
Majda is one of 40,000 Iraqi asylum seekers living in Sweden, but she is facing deportation and even has a suitcase packed for when police finally show up to take her away. It's a day she's feared for weeks since Sweden denied her asylum claim. Sweden deeply opposed the war in Iraq. Yet the Scandinavian country has taken in more Iraqi refugees than any other country outside of the Middle East, including the United States. Since the start of the war in 2003, tens of thousands of refugees fled to Sweden in search of a peaceful haven. But it is starting to close its doors. This year, Sweden began forcefully deporting Iraqis back home.
The resident was the Swedish right. They can give me it or not. But the most important thing that I am living in peace, at least, I mean. So nobody can kill me here.
Like Majda, Taif's asylum claim has been denied. He'll be deported back to Iraq unless he can convince a judge to let him stay. But for now, he is living in a world far different from the Middle East.
And I am the goalkeeper of my team, and this is our stadium, because we are playing football here.
Iraqi Christians like Taif practice their religion openly here in churches such as St. Thomas. But they say if Sweden denies them asylum, they will be sent back to a near certain death in Iraq, where kidnappings and violent attacks can be a regular occurrence.
If they saw this cross, they will cut my head immediately.
Taif says Islamic militants in Baghdad kidnapped and held him captive at gunpoint for 2 weeks. His parents paid a $30,000 ransom for his release.
Even if Sweden needs immigrants, it's impossible for us to take care of everyone.
Swedish officials say they sympathize with the Iraqi plight, but they are simply overwhelmed by refugees. In some cases, refugees have even been found living in storerooms or cellars.
It's necessary for us to say stop now. It's not a problem for Sweden to take care for about 20 or 30,000 refugees. But with a concentration today to some municipalities and some areas, it's not possible to take care of a refugee in a good situation.
Lago is the mayor of Södertälje, a small town that has become the epicenter of the refugee crisis in Sweden. The picturesque town of 80,000 residents has more Iraqi refugees than all of the United States and Canada combined. Thousands have moved into the high-rise apartments on the outskirts of town.
In Södertälje, I am happy before I meet many people who talk Arabic. It's very easy about me when I need something.
This grocery store, in a part of town called Little Baghdad, is where shoppers can find Middle Eastern spices and even hookahs. Sweden granted Nasir asylum a few years ago before changing its policy.
Here in Sweden, I am very free when I talk about anything, about politics, about theater, anything, without afraid from the police.
So many Iraqis arrive at this town, sometimes 20 a week, that Södertälje holds introduction meetings for the new arrivals. The meetings take place in a building just outside the train station. The newcomers learn about housing, schools, and their monthly allowance of about $1,000. But recently, Sudertalia began adding PowerPoint slides in English that suggest that the Iraqis moved to a different town in Sweden. Meanwhile, the Swedish Migration Board tightened its policy, denying about 90% of asylum applications.
The situation in Iraq is so stable today, so it isn't, it's possible to send asylum seekers back to Iraq.
Half of Iraq's 800,000 Christians are believed to have fled their homes since the war began. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki visited Sweden last year and encouraged refugees to go home, vowing them protection.
They are all lying, because there is no guarantee about the secure situation in Baghdad or now. I will get to back to Iraq at this evening, and the next morning they will kidnap me again, and they will release me, if they release me this time, and I will travel to Sweden the next morning and will ask for the asylum again.
Indeed, many Iraqis say they would rather live in crowded housing projects in Sweden than face deportation to Iraq. Majda's husband and two young children are hiding in a Christian church in Iraq. She had hoped to bring them to Sweden, but instead found herself living with her mother in a small apartment, waiting. Ten days after this interview, police took Majda to the Stockholm airport and deported her on a charter flight to Iraq. Taif plans to fight.
I forget the Iraqi flag, how it looks like.
So he can stay in his adopted country. He has a video that he plans to show the asylum judge as evidence of what would happen to him if he's sent back to Iraq.
Well, the right of this world to catch this world and hit the heads of the Christians until this world is broken.
His court date is in the summer of 2009.
The Sinhalese militia call the unbelievers because we believe in Jesus Christ. And they deny and cross Jesus Christ and told us, if you want to stay in Iraq, you have to be Muslims or to get killed. I'm safe, I'm fine, nothing can touch me. Why do I feel this body so bad? I'm safe, I'm fine, I'm safe.
Though they have lived in Ecuador for centuries, black descendants of African slaves continue to face discrimination. But they are shaping a new identity through the game of soccer, offering hope and pride for a new generation.
Uno se viene acá con la ilusión de surgir, ser un jugador profesional con lo cual podría ayudar a mi familia.
Carlos Maldonado is not the first from El Chota Valley to dream of making it big. Half of Ecuador's World Cup squad hails from this valley, where most people are Afro-Ecuadorian, an ethnic group that makes up a mere 5% of the country's population.
Aquí en mi pueblo hay jugadores de primera, Edmundo Sura, Romel Sura, Giovanni Espinosa. Que se los ve, o sea, son un ejemplo a seguir, ¿no? A veces, o sea, se los ve y uno se imagina, yo, ¿qué tal si hubiese llegado a donde están ellos?
The stars of Ecuador's most memorable football victories are Afro-Ecuadorians, and people are starting to take note of this often forgotten minority. We asked people in the capital city of Quito if their attitudes towards Afro-Ecuadorians are changing.
Forma parte de la sociedad. postergados por la sociedad, el fútbol les está salvando, porque los mejores futbolistas del mundo son negros.
Yo no creo, porque no se ha cambiado nada aquí.
¿No?
No.
O sea, ¿cómo siguen las cosas?
Igual, le demigran o le dicen, este es ladrón por ser negro.
A la persona de color le hacemos de un lado por lo que es, ¿no? El racismo. Han sido en los últimos años, hablando en el fútbol mismo, lo que nos ha dado la alegría, ¿no?
Ecuador had little football history until 2002, when they qualified for the World Cup for the first time. More recently, they were South American champions of Copa Libertadora, an annual competition among top clubs of South America. The success of Afro-descendant players is drawing attention to their place in the society.
Hoy día el fútbol, uno puede decir que en el Ecuador es cultura, es economía, es política, es geografía, es tecnología.
Former soccer player and government official Fernando Carrión has written 5 books on the history of soccer in Ecuador. He says football is placing Afro-Ecuadorian regions on the map.
El fútbol en estos últimos 10-12 años modificó la geografía del país, porque hizo presentes ciertas zonas que no existían en los mapas, en el imaginario de la gente, como es el caso de las zonas del Chota. Les visibilizó a los afrodescendientes y empezamos a descubrir que los pobres de los pobres son los afrodescendientes.
Nosotros tenemos 11 pueblos en el Valle del Chota y ninguno de ellos es cantón o no es parroquia, no se han desarrollado. Entonces no tienen constitución política para ver por sus derechos, decir que también existen, plantear sus ideas, hacer que las reglas se cumplan. Entonces ellos simplemente se han quedado ahí sin avanzar.
Ulises de la Cruz is an international soccer star who plays professionally in England. He has started his own foundation, Fundecruz, and is spending his European club wages to rebuild his hometown. He has brought to the valley a medical center, clean water, roads, schools, and this coliseum.
Inaugurado el hospital del día Ulises de la Cruz.
Pues si tú vives en una comunidad de estas, o sea, no tienes ni siquiera uso de zapatos, no puedes hacer ni 3 comidas al día. No puedes tomar ni un agua potable, tienes que utilizar de un río. Tienes que hacer una niñez muy forzada en una agricultura, donde te exigen tus padres hacer. Entonces yo me pongo a pensar ahora que la vida te ha dado otra forma de pensar, ¿por qué tiene que ser así? ¿Por qué no hay protección para los niños?
Y aquí uno ve que efectivamente mucho más resultado está produciendo esta acción de sus propios futbolistas que la acción del Estado. Y aquí sí que hay una deuda muy grande. Y aparece también un signo de racismo. Los afrodescendientes solo sirven para el fútbol. Entonces el Ministerio de Deportes empieza a invertir no en energía eléctrica, no en empleo, no en salud, etcétera, sino en canchas, en escuelas de formación, porque de aquí salen los futbolistas de élite que nos representan. Entonces lo que nos interesa es más la representación que la calidad de vida de la población.
The chances of becoming one of these lucky players are slim, but that does not keep youth from this valley from dreaming of becoming the next football star.
Entonces lo que se vende aquí es una ilusión de la movilidad social, cuando en realidad eso lo pueden cumplir 10 futbolistas al año, y no más de eso.
Carlos is 22 years old. Time is running out. He hopes to be one of the 4 players chosen for the Imbabura Sporting Club, just under the professional tier.
Ya prácticamente estoy 3 semanas en el equipo esperando a ver que el profe me dé el visto bueno y poder quedarme en el equipo. Esto es una vitrina muy grande, la que me daría a conocer como persona, como futbolista.
Lo mismo. Entonces yo ya no quiero ya que viva en eso. Yo ya no quiero. Porque nada saca, se está acabando su juventud. Está acabándose su juventud en vez de ir para adelante, mejor va para atrás. Y no tengo yo ningún apoyo. Estoy en este problema de la casa, que ya se nos cae.
que me ayude para componerle la casa, porque en verdad ya se nos cae, ya la madera ya está podrida, porque mi marido no puede ni, no puede trabajar. Trabaja un poquito solamente así para la comida, pero para lo que es más importante, o sea, no hay. Entonces yo puse fe y pongo fe en mi hijo para que Dios le ayude y me ayude a mí también.
La fe la llevo siempre, ¿no? Y si por ahí no se dan las cosas, ya será cuestión del destino, ¿no?
Ecuador is competing to qualify for the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. With 6 critical games left to qualify, life in El Chota Valley hinges on the player's success. Success means progress for the people in this valley.
Imagínate si no hubiese habido estos mundiales, ¿qué seríamos nosotros?
Señoras y señores, tenemos con la bola Omar que Jesús.
La bola para Clever, se lleva, se lleva.
Can an immigrant truly integrate if he keeps one foot firmly planted in his home country? A family of Senegalese immigrants in Spain is struggling to find this balance.
Ten years ago, Maimuna's father, Alhaji Ba, left the small Senegalese farming village where he was born. He traveled through Mali, Algeria, and Morocco before taking a ferry to Spain, where he settled in Catalonia.
Senegal mi yaltiton ko mi ari pour dabude hunde ko mi wallira sukabe am habe mbawa wurde tawa ko ngurnda mojjam.
African migrants made international headlines in 2006 for attempting the 1,000-mile journey from Senegal to Spain's Canary Islands in cayucos, overloaded fishing boats. They were drawn by Spain's booming economy with its high demand for low-skilled labor. And, once they arrived, Spain's immigration policies were among the most welcoming in Europe.
We don't call it illegal, we call it irregular. Irregular immigration falls outside the rule of law, but at the same time is a reality.
The reality of the Spanish job market has been that the plentiful immigrant jobs in agriculture and construction were separate from jobs held or wanted by Spanish natives.
Sitay nokuga weli gollude tay ton satani ko tuba ko wona ton sitay nokuto ko sati be wada ton ko balejo gollay ton.
Alhaji has held the same job clearing brush for over 8 years, an unusually long time for most immigrant workers. Like many immigrants, though, Alhaji's wages support an entire village back home.
Mi wawani salade paske si mi sali mi hebata to mi golli addani ga pour o ko balejo ko tuba ko addi ko haajo am donc si wama mi golluga satiga satani si mi wada mato sati o si walu mi mumpa gite am mi golla am heba kalisi seeda.
In July 2008, Alhaji brought Maimuna and his nephew Yunusa from Senegal through the Spanish Family Reunification Program.
Sí. Venga, vamos. Sí.
Maimuna and UNICEF spend 12 hours a week in special welcoming classes for newly arrived immigrants. As their teacher, Arantxa Prats, explains, they focus on learning Catalan, the regional language, though some must start with basic reading and writing skills.
Quan arriben sempre tenen dificultats per relacionar-se amb els altres perquè no coneixen la llengua, llavors ja molts cops, però a mesura que va el temps, que va passant el temps, aquests nens són com qualsevol altre nen.
Per mi, com va Ihanna, me va dir Zipu Senegal, me va dir Ute, me va dir Ime, Bendaraka. Benana kam ko me mi fama ta paske mi nanani kata. Apre mi arigam halni baba. Chum chono yodi kono ka bebe fama ni. Apre mi mi kon mi nabatari. Jone baba msota nan chupi. Sabu imbe ga fama ni. Apre o dabane kam chum chisera.
Sobretot en el cas de la Maimuna, perquè la Maimuna es troba a quart d'ESO, que és l'últim curs que ja pot realitzar aquí a l'escola. Són competències a nivell d'expressió verbal, de comprensió, i és molt difícil que elles ho puguin assolir. La majoria d'elles o es quedaran a casa i no seguiran ni estudiant ni treballant. Llavors, ens interessa que aprengui i...
Si mi jipi, ei, ecol subaca, mi jipi me, mi defa mi nyama, mi jodam dara tele. Si gasi, mi dano, kodidiri.
You go to Senegal?
No, na go to. Sabu Senegal, faida mi jabatano gullu de. Mi nyama tan mi lelo.
On va
marigole in Senegal. Gole in Senegal, nini rabe. Tafe, nini mo adata.
Though, as I learned when I lived in her village as a Peace Corps volunteer, Maimuna, like all village kids, did a lot of work from a young age. The difference is that most village work, farming, cooking, is communal.
Senegal buranika problem sa buga sa woninga ko galeta na wonata ayal tata anindeta yimbe hewbe ko baba mammi rama ne Senegal a jotta ko ay hat galeji fo ko fami goto defonge sakanni.
However, if Maimuna still lived in her village, she would by now, at age 16, most likely be married.
Ay afri imbe hebat gorko tan heba bibbe ha hewa pugal to soko heba gorko mo jani.
The local and global economic crisis is having real effects in Spain. The first quarter of 2009 was the first time that unemployment rose among migrants, not because of increased migration, but because of a drop in available jobs.
Kunde fo a hebay kalis a hebay golle kuduma di habe aray he baton kono joni be fuddi famde seda.
Migrants are also more visible than before. Since 1995, immigration has more than quadrupled. Now over 10% of the population is foreign born.
It's been a dramatic change, but it's not the first time it happens, and always that process has been successful. And people who has arrived from other parts of the world to our country, at the end of that process has been an acabatzen.
Assimilated or no?
No, assimilated, something like that.
They became
Catalans. That's what will happen with this immigration of today. They will be Catalans, of course, yes.
Elegia is by many measures a success story. He holds a steady job, he owns his apartment, and he has brought family to Spain. He is also eligible to apply for citizenship, but he doesn't plan to stay.
Joni si sukabe o mauni ha ekol mabe gasitem ya he mi joday. No pour mi yidi leydi am fami am fo iton mi sikki sha fami sheda aruti leydi ma a golliton on mi sikki waɗi important e leydi ma.
Mi heddoto ga sabu pourquoi mi heddoto ga Baba Mari ga o ɓooy o wali mi yi o wali ton yimɓe hewɓe ɓe ari ga kanko so yi o jooɗima tan mi liggoto ga seeɗa mi neldama haalis mi nelda famille am min wallidira.
So boy, a yiɗi hoode e Espagne?
Non, mi yiɗaani, miɗo wonde Afrique.
Kananko?
Ne sabu sa hoodi ga tan waɗata nafoore sabu famille ma toon yimɓe ayi nenam jibini toon cukal tosoko simi woni ga o andata kam si ɓewi maymuna ɓe homo woni maymuna o andata kam simi heeɓi sukaɓe ga o anda sukaɓe ɓe ey ko ɗum tahi simi mawni ga seeɗa mi jetta famille am fo mi yiya min hoota affaire mi jooɗo.
I think every immigrant in the world in every time in history has always thought or has always think about return, and it's very natural. But someday arrived that you look on your mirror, you look your hair and you think, well, what was happened? I was thinking in return and 40 years has passed, no? And now I have children and grandchildren, so I have more roots here than in my original country.
Boy, joni haali ko sattide je ko buri weltindem ga ko buri weltindem fof mi jogi golle mi addi sukaɓe am joni haysimi ala kalisi ne simi fini mi yiyay sukaɓe am. Aduna wona kalisi tan a wawi wonde aduna wonda yimɓe no moƴƴi ta wona kalisi bon ko ɗum waɗi mi addi maymuna e yunusa en neɗɗo fo si a yimbo a wawi wadde mbo respecté ko boɗejo ɓalejo kono neɗɗo ko neɗɗo tan.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.